Lakeland. Conservative Party of Canada leadership hopeful Jean Charest shared some interview time with Lakeland This Week newsrooms on May 27 to discuss national, global, provincial and hyperlocal issues. The Conservative Party of Canada, CPC, is gearing up for a leadership election scheduled on September 10. Currently, six candidates are vying for the position and over 400,000 Canadians have signed up as party members to have their say, breaking registration records prior to the June 3 deadline, according to party officials. Charest, an MP and former Quebec premier, spoke to an editorial panel from Great West Media Newsrooms in a virtual meeting at the end of May. "I see a country that's deeply divided right now. And it isn't just the East-West, it's also rural and urban Canada, and new Canadians, and intergenerational, in a country that's certainly not living up to its promise," he told the group in the hour-long session that was part campaign speech, part meet and greet. "We are going to have a national government and a real effort as conservatives to put together a national vision and national economic plan for the country. It's not just about bridging communities," he said, emphasizing the values of his party, which he said are shared with Alberta's large conservative base, including his commitment to supporting the province's oil and gas industry. "But the party is also like-minded people who believe and shared common values, which includes fiscal conservatism, a market-based economy, economic policies that promote growth, and this is in direct relation to Alberta, including oil-gas pipelines," he said. Speaking to reporters from his Vancouver hotel room while taking a break from the campaign trail, he added that finding a pathway to support the energy sector, agriculture and forestry industry simultaneously in Alberta is one of his commitments as a potential leader. Alberta politics. While Charest is focused on representing the federal Conservatives, he's well aware of the Alberta battle for the United Conservative Party, UCP, leadership following the abrupt resignation announcement by Premier Jason Kenney last month. Fort McMurray Lac La Biche MLA Brian Jean is one of four people now running for the job. Using his own experience as a provincial premier and his many years as a conservative politician, Charest offered the candidates advice that with so much division within the party's provincial ranks that continuing to foster a positive relationship with different levels of government, while sticking to conservative roots, is vital for national unification. Saying he's met Jean throughout their political careers, Charest wished him well, but offered no commitment to a favorite contender. "It's not for me to second-guess whoever Albertans will choose as their leader. That is a decision that belongs to Albertans and I will respect that," he said, explaining that if he wins the federal conservative leadership, he will work to unify the federal and provincial relationship. "I will work sincerely and honestly and with enthusiasm with whoever may be the leader at that point, including Brian Jean. Supporting local media while working with different levels of government is important to support communities. The news engine that drives rural communities and keeps them informed is a priority," Charest told the reporters. "We should be conscious and cognizant of the fact that community newspapers play a key role in smaller, rural and more outlying areas of Canada and America," he said, describing a long-standing relationship between local politics and local news. Federal race. Currently, Charest alongside Pierre Poilievre, Scott Aitchison, Roman Baber, Patrick Brown, and Leslyn Lewis are running to be the next federal conservative leader. Charest is adamant he's the only leader to move the country forward economically who has a national vision connecting rural communities. "That's why I believe that I can lead this party and lead the country and be prime minister and allow Canadians to meet their full potential," he said.